months on.
I've got to get Marte more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Marte.
We're entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Marte Show starts right now.
Anybody else surprised that ABC put out a video that was completely inaccurate, just like all the news that they've been reporting on for the past 3.5 years since President Trump has been in office? Nope. Nobody's surprised, because they're a joke.
They're a joke. Knock, knock, who's there? ABC. Ha, 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 ha. That's one of my favorite. That's a great joke. What's up? This is the Marque Show. My name's Marque. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Where's that award?
We're going to get to that in a minute. Don't jump ahead to the award yet. 855-765-1045. But there is a reason why I'm the best radio host in the history of Jacksonville. Listen, but hey, thanks so much for joining us today. But man, ABC. So the deal is that ABC was reporting on Syria and Turkey, and they played this news clip of bombings and explosions and said, this is happening live in Turkey. But it wasn't happening live in Turkey. It was some old stock footage, old B-roll they had of like a gun range in Kentucky. Is that right?
2016.
From 2000. So
and
it was.
Why? Why would they use this footage?
I don't know where they got it.
So
I don't
annoying.
Know. But they were going on and on saying, oh, this is live explosions. Look at the firing going on. And there's a massive offensive going on. The Turkey is invading Syria, and they're showing explosions from Kentucky. And they had to issue an apology because, I mean, they literally got it handed to them. They literally got busted. People were like, this is wrong. This is the fakest news of all. Donald Trump was tweeting about it.
Hey, guys, from that video from ABC, I probably know how it happened. Doesn't Kentucky sound a lot and look a lot like Kentucky?
Kentucky. Hey, man. They're bombing Kentucky. What? Kentucky.
That's right next to Tennessee.
Oh, my God. Kentucky's bombing Tennessee. What is going on? We got to withdraw our troops quick because North Carolina, it's going to be North Carolina's getting hammered. Thank God we still got troops in South Carolina, though, because Donald Trump, he said the southern border of Carolina is way, oh, man. Anyway, so where were we? Oh, yeah, so ABC gets busted using this news footage of Kentucky. And, yeah, maybe somebody yelled out. In fact, we got an open mic about
Turkey,
that.
Kentucky, same thing. Not.
Yeah, so somebody in the ABC newsroom is like, quick, get me video of Turkey. And they're like, what? Can you get me video of Turkey? And they thought Kentucky. And then either that or they just, you know what? Here's the thing, though. If they're going to do that with such a big story, I mean, this is a big story. If you're going to claim that what you're watching is live footage of Kentucky mounting an offensive, I'm sorry, not Kentucky, of Turkey mounting an offensive against Syria, if you're going to do that with such a big story, imagine, I mean, if you're not going to even take the care to verify your imagery with a story like that, imagine what other stuff you let slip. Imagine what other stuff you make up. Imagine what other stories about if there's a whistleblower or if there's an inside source claiming that President Trump did this or President Trump said that. You're not going to double check it. You're not even going to check it probably the first time. You're just going to run with it. And that's one of the biggest problems we have with the news media today. This ABC story just proves it. The CNN whistleblower, I don't know if you guys were listening to Hannity or watching Hannity or whatever, but Project Veritas, we'll get into all that here in just a minute. But before we get complaint calls, there's one more thing that we have to do right now.
It's time to win Marque's hat.
The lawyer said we have to say that we have to give the name out like within the first 15 minutes of the show. And we've already been rambling about it for like 11 minutes. So before we get into any kind of legal bind, I want to make sure that we give out the name. And then if it's your name, you'll have just 10 minutes to call us back at 855-765-1045 or **1045. Either number is fine. And whatever number you call us back using, we will then award you $500. But that's if you call back in exactly 10 minutes. And today's potential winner, today's name, the person that we are searching for, if you're out there and you're listening, pick up your phone and call if this is your name. Michael Meeks.
Present.
Michael Meeks. If you are listening, Michael, you've got 10 minutes from right now to call and claim $500 of Mark K's cash. Michael Meeks. If you know Michael Meeks, give him a buzz and, you know, help a brother out. Or if you know Michael Meeks and he's like a jackass, then just like don't even tell him. Just be, and then call him in like 12 minutes and be like, oh, dude, you know what? I heard your name 12 minutes ago on the Mark K show. You could have won $500, but I couldn't get my phone. I updated my phone and I couldn't figure out how to dial anymore. So anyway, 855-765-1045. So a couple of before we get into the meat of the show, Hunter Biden has been found, by the way. Donald Trump. I mean, just last week, Donald Trump started these Where's Hunter shirts, and Hunter Biden now has been found. He's at ABC, speaking of which. He's going to be speaking with, is it Shannon Bream, I believe, interviewed him. And they're going to be playing that today just before the Democratic debate, because the Democratic debate happens tonight. And this again, is great news for Donald Trump, because whenever there's a Democratic debate, he just looks better. And impeachment doesn't matter. Videos of him blowing people's heads off in a church doesn't matter. Trying to hire Trey Gowdy, then realizing you can't legally do it, doesn't matter. Whatever thing bad happened in the media to Donald Trump doesn't matter, because the Democratic debate makes him look like the amazing politician and incredible leader that he is. And you've got Joe Biden tonight center stage with Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, who made it, man. It was iffy there for a minute. To be perfectly honest with you, when the medical emergency happened with Bernie Sanders 2-3 weeks ago, I thought for sure he would not be at this debate. But the man is at the debate, supposedly. I don't know how active he's going to be. I don't know if he's going to be standing up. I don't know if he's going to be sitting down. I'm going to have to wheel him out or something. I don't know if he's going to have an IV attached to him or like an oxygen mask, but he's going to be there tonight. And he's going to be defending his position, a position which is tougher and tougher to defend, because he's getting pummeled by not just Joe Biden, but now Elizabeth Warren, who is the new Democratic frontrunner. Elizabeth Warren, think about that. Elizabeth Warren is the new Democratic frontrunner. When we said that this party had gone so far to the left, you know, when we talk about how the socialists have taken over the Democratic Party, we are not lying, because more people right now are choosing Elizabeth Warren over Joe Biden, over Bernie Sanders, over Kamala Harris, over any of them. That's where we are today. And this Democratic debate is the first Democratic debate since the Ukraine, since impeachment, since Hunter Biden. And you know that even though Joe Biden's out there asking the other Democrats not to talk about him and his family, in fact, demanding it, they put out an order yesterday. They said they came out with this press release and they said any Democratic candidate who gets up on stage and brings up Joe Biden's personal business, his family, and attacks his family, his family's character, or his family's business dealings has bigger problems to deal with and should really do some self-searching, because that is inappropriate. So they're setting up the stage to, because they know he's going to get attacked. They know that, you know, who's going to do it first. I know who's going to do it first. It's going to be Julian Castro, because Julian Castro already attacked Joe Biden on his age and his memory and his ability to serve. He, of course, is going to come out swinging at Joe Biden over his involvement in Ukraine and his son's involvement in Ukraine and this whole, you know, debacle with the Ukrainian phone call that Donald Trump made and impeachment. It's going to come up. He's going to be the one, I guarantee, that starts the stir in the pot. So that's going to be fun to watch. Also, you've got Elizabeth Warren, who's going to try, I guess, to duck this whole tax question. I don't know if you've seen the video going around online, but 17 times she's tried to duck the question about whether or not she will increase taxes on the middle class. And she's not getting a lot of help from her Democratic counterparts in the media. They want an answer. They say to her, they look, Bernie Sanders has admitted that he's raising taxes on the middle class. What about you? She goes, costs will come down. Nobody's talking to you about costs, lady. We're talking about taxes. Nobody cares if costs come down. Do taxes go up? Here's how it works. The costs will go down. We're not talking about that. So it'll be interesting to see if she can save face on that tonight and actually admit that she's going to raise middle class taxes. I don't foresee it happening, because she knows that's a losing proposition. Anyway, we're going to get into all this. We have to take a quick break. Plus, we'll talk about this award that Josh already teased a little bit. We have Hunter Biden clips that we're going to play for you. We've got a bunch of your phone calls. We're still trying to get a winner for $500. It's the Mark K Show. Quick break. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark K Show, 855-765-1045.
I understand there's such a thing as free speech, but there's also such a thing as perjury. If a normal citizen were to do something under oath, that we would be guilty of perjury. Why isn't there something like this for news stations who tell blatant lies?
You know, that's interesting because they don't have to take an oath. I mean, lying is not against the law. That's the, that's the one. And it goes right along with free speech, because with free speech, you are free to lie. It's not, unless you're lying under oath or you're lying to Congress or something like that, it isn't against the law. I mean, I can sit here and I can tell you lies all day. It might not be the best business practice. But then again, keep in mind, I don't ever tell you that I'm a journalist. I don't ever claim to be news. I don't call my show. We call ourselves the Mark Kay Show. There's nothing that denotes any kind of reputable content at all in the title of this program. But, you know, I think it'd be a great idea. I think it'd be a great idea if you started a news agency to have to take some kind of oath. And then if you were found to violate that oath, you could, you could be put in prison or thrown, thrown into a black hole or killed or something. I don't know. Maybe I know they do that in North Korea. So maybe, maybe we could do that here. Anyway, before we get into some of that, before we get some of your phone calls. I think we have a winner. Is this Michael Meeks? Yeah, Michael Meeks, how are you?
I'm great. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, good, Michael Meeks, man. You got it in there right under the wire. Congratulations. You get $500 of my money.
Awesome.
Yeah. I am so excited for you. What do you do you have any big plans for the $500?
Dude, I don't know. I'll probably just buy 5 Minshew jerseys or something, 5 different colors, wear one every day of the week.
Okay, perfect. All right, great. Well, there's teal, black, white, gold. I don't know what the other one is.
Maybe it's got to be like a leopard print or jaguar print.
Yeah. Oh, listen, congratulations.
Yeah, maybe it's a mustache wax or something.
That's what you're big. Well, hopefully Minshew Magic lasts for you then. Maybe wait another week. Maybe see if he could bounce back and then go blow all your dough on the Minshew jersey. But congratulations, Michael Meeks. We appreciate you listening, and we appreciate you going to our website and entering to win. Don't forget, folks, you can still do it. There's lots more money to give away. Not lots more, but there's more money to give away. And all you have to do is go online to WOKV.com, enter to win. You can do it also in the News 104.5 mobile app, 855-765-1045. All right, a couple things that happened yesterday. Yesterday, I don't know if you remember, but a while back when the Mueller report, when Bob Mueller went and testified to Congress, the Mueller report, we had it sitting here forever. It seemed like all 460 pages of it. And we were referencing it. We were reading from it. We were highlighting it. We would put our gum in it if we needed to. And then when Bob Mueller finally testified and nothing came of it, and Donald Trump went on and said, no collusion, no obstruction, we deemed that we would never need the Mueller report again. We said, this is over. We will never need this Mueller report again. And we were right. We haven't needed to reference it ever since. So what we did was we had Hannah come in here and we brought a shredder, and she sat here and she shredded the entire Mueller report. Took her just under 30 minutes. Remember, we took a bet on how long it would take her. It took her just under 30 minutes to shred the entire Mueller report. We put it all in a big plastic bag, and then we had a guy call up and say, hey, I want to bid. I want to give you $5 for that. I can use it, in my garden to help the flowers grow or whatever. Then another guy called in and said, hey, I want it for $10. And then another guy for $25. Well, eventually we had an online auction for this bag of shredded Mueller report. And the winning bid was for $225. It was $225. A guy named Keith called in. $225. And he bid on it because he's the president of a men's club here in town. I won't tell you which one because he may not want me to publicize it. But he bid on the bag of Mueller report shreds. And this was 2-3 months ago too. And then he wrote to me and he said, hey, we have guest speakers at our meetings. Would you like to come to one of our meetings? We'd love to have you, and you can talk about the show, talk a little bit about what you do. So last night I actually got to go to his club, to the men's club, and I got to speak. And I talked all about, this show and how it came to be. I told stories about Herman Cain and how I would fill in for him and, the fun times that we had hanging out. I talked about, all kinds of things, going to some of the Trump rallies and politics and took questions from the crowd. And then he said, well, listen, here's what we're going to do. We have a drawing and we want you to pull a name. And then the name that we pull is going to win the bag of Mueller report shreds. And I go, oh, that's really interesting. And everyone seemed really excited about it. So he walks over with his bag. He goes, and there were 61 people there. He goes, we put everyone's name in here, all 61 names, pull out a name, and whoever gets, whoever's name you pull, they will win the grand prize, the $225 bag of the shredded Mueller report. And so I pull out a name, and I read it, and this guy looks at me, and he walks up, and everyone starts laughing. And I explain to him, I go, "You, congratulations, you're the proud winner of the Shredded Mueller Report." And he grabs it, and he walks back to his seat. And I go up to Keith, I go, what, that guy didn't seem happy at all. He goes, "Oh, he's the one Democrat in this club. All 61 names in that bag are his." And I was like, "Oh, that was me. That was great. That was a great job. Congratulations." So we had fun pranking the one Democrat at the men's club yesterday by making sure he won the Shredded Mueller Report. And of course, all that money goes to our charity, K's Kids, to help buy gifts for kids who are terminally ill this Christmas. Anyway, we got to take another quick break. We'll be back with more of your phone calls. We're going to get into this Democratic debate pretty big and how Donald Trump actually found Hunter Biden. That's coming up. Stay tuned to The Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Markay, more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Markay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is The Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Seems pretty easy to me to understand how that video made it on the air. It obviously went right along with the news anchor's dialogue that he was reading about effectively abandoning our allies. Any anti-Trump fake news that they can use.
Fake news you can use. That should definitely be somebody's motto. That should definitely be somebody. But look, here's the thing about, before we get into the Hunter Biden thing, we should talk a little bit about fake news, because there's two instances today that really, I mean, it really just makes you wonder what is going on. How do they not realize that the fake news narrative that Donald Trump put out there? I mean, Donald Trump started this during the campaign. He started referring to the media as fake news. He started to referring to everything on social media as fake news, CNN, the fakest of fake news. You know, and we play Fake News Friday every week. But, you know, the clip comes directly from him squaring off with Jim Acosta from CNN in his very first press conference.
You are fake news.
He got up there in the White House. It was like a 3-hour press conference. It was like a random Thursday. And I was glued to it. I just couldn't tear myself away from it. And he goes head to head with Jim Acosta, the brand new president of the United States, and says, "No, I will not call on you because you are fake news." And every day since that time, CNN and ABC and NBC and the rest of them, every single day since that time, they have almost, it's almost like they're on some, you know, mission from God to prove Donald Trump right. Like, "Oh, you can't just call us fake news. You need proof. So here, we're going to give it to you." Because now you have ABC using footage from Kentucky and saying it's footage from Turkey and Syria battling it out in the Middle East. It's from a gun range right here at home in the United States. It's like 6 hours away from here. Then, not only that, this Ronan Farrow thing, which we haven't even gotten into, the whole conspiracy to cover up Matt Lauer's lecherous behavior and the rape allegations from inside NBC. NBC News was distributing fake news and suppressing the real news because they were the actual story and they couldn't have that. So they let Matt Lauer run rampant, according to Ronan Farrow. They let Matt Lauer do whatever he wanted to do to whomever he wanted to do, and they put the lid on it, man. They buckled down on it. And now that's getting blown out of the water. And then the third thing is CNN, the new whistleblower. The new whistleblower, this guy from CNN came forward to Project Veritas. If you're not familiar with Project Veritas, they're the organization that that basically they do all the secret, you know, the undercover footage. They're the ones that did the undercover recordings of Planned Parenthood and how they sell body parts and things like that of unborn babies. And Project Veritas is one of those great organizations that thank God they exist, because they are showing what the real world is like, not the world that's portrayed as real, but what the real world is like. And one of the big things they did was they've got a whistleblower from CNN, a guy who worked for Jeff Zucker, and recorded both camera footage and recordings of anti-Trump bias by the company's president, Jeff Zucker. He told top news executives to focus on impeachment, even at the expense of other important news. And according to the conservative activist group Project Veritas, they posted the bombshell footage online. But James O'Keefe, who is the guy behind, I mean, he's the guy. He's what they call a guerrilla journalist. You know, and he has all this footage from Kerry Porch, who claims he was a satellite uplink technician at CNN's Washington Bureau. He says it was his dream job, but it turned into a nightmare due to CNN's blatant bias. Another clip from, as Jeff Zucker says, I don't care about the MSNBC event, okay? I don't care about them. Let's just stay very focused on impeachment. We shouldn't just pretend, oh, this is going one way, and so all of these moves are toward impeachment. But here's a couple clips. He was on Hannity last night, and he talked all about how he decided to blow the whistle on CNN and why it was so important.
I came there thinking this was my dream job, and it very quickly descended into a nightmare that gave me trouble sleeping every night because it contradicted what I originally thought news should be.
Yeah, he's basically saying, I went in. This is a CNN employee. Guy's dream was to work at CNN. Why? Because he loved the news. He wanted to be a newsman, a journalist, wanted to help in any way to get the news out there. But he realized this isn't news.
For someone to purport that they are straight up down the middle, facts first, the most trusted name in news, like the CNN of old, I saw many, many things every day to the contrary.
Yeah. And he said it was interesting because they would talk about erring on the side of journalistic integrity. But then if Jeff Zucker told you to do something, you have to, like, to a certain extent, you have to follow his verdict. And he's in an ongoing feud with Trump. He's had an ongoing feud with Trump since The Apprentice, and because they both worked at NBC. And ever since then, he has been on a one man mission to bring down the president of the United States. And it doesn't matter if he has to fake the news or embellish the news or ignore real news to focus on whatever the Democratic agenda does. And it's what everything we've all known. Like, this is the interesting part about this. This story should be huge, but it's just confirming what everybody already knew. We look at Don Lemon and we understand there's clearly a bias toward an anti-Trump bias at CNN. We look at Anderson Cooper and we clearly see there's an anti-Trump bias toward CNN. You look at the governor of New York's brother, Fredo Cuomo, and you clearly see there's an anti-Trump bias at CNN. And so now you have a whistleblower coming forward and saying, yes, it comes from the top down.
You have the number one, two, and possibly three people in the company driving a specific narrative, claiming to be center of the road.
And they're not.
I mean, that's all I want is just people to be able to take the facts as they come and make up their own mind. I don't care which way you lean. I just want the facts to be out there and you make up your own mind. That's the beauty of one of the many beauties of America.
Yeah, it is. And the beauty of America is that now, finally, after years of having a president in office who really probably the only politician I've ever seen who doesn't kowtow to the media. That's really one of the reasons you're starting to see this change. That's why the fake news has become faker and the real news has become more noticeable, not even prominent, but noticeable. When you see a story like this Project Veritas coming forward and this guy saying, here's what CNN's doing every single day. They're literally pulling the wool over. They're making stuff up. They're ignoring the news because they want to continue to drive home this impeachment narrative. They're going to spend 99% of their time on impeachment and Donald Trump's tweets and Donald Trump's Twitter and this video that was shown at his Doral Country Club that he didn't even know about, that he wasn't a part of. We're going to focus on all the negative Donald Trump news, and we're going to ignore stuff that actually probably is important and that people want to know about. And now you're starting to really see that. I think by attacking them straight on, by calling them out for what they were, Donald Trump forced them to either change or double down. And of course, because they're Democrats, because they make the wrong choice, they decided to double down. They're not going to let Donald Trump, some two-bit snake oil salesman from The Apprentice, some New York skyrise shyster, tell them how to run the news. They're not going to let him come in here and say, you're fake news, you need to change. They've been writing fake news for hundreds of years. They know what they're doing. So, of course, they're going to double down. And in doubling down, they've made it more evident to the American public exactly what they're trying to do. And now we have a whistleblower coming out saying, hey, everybody, what you guys thought, that's exactly what's happening. And we've got proof. Of course, you won't see this. on the fake news. 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. So you got ABC News making up explosions in Turkey. You've got Ronan Farrow talking about NBC suppressing their own news department. And now you've got a CNN whistleblower that is claiming everything they do is with an agenda. Guess what else is happening at Fox News? Shepard Smith is out, but you'll never guess who they're bringing back. You're going to want to sit down for this, folks. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show coming up on News 104.5 WOKV.
Don't want to miss a minute.
This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. 855-765-1045. By the way, we got a great discussion going on online, too. We stream every single day on Facebook Live at Markay on Facebook. We stream online every day at Markay Show on Twitter via the Periscope app, also on Mixer, on Twitch, wherever. Our Twitch audience, very, very active and intelligent and generous, which we love about all those people. But a great kind of discussion goes on as well on the stream. And we've been just kind of following along, everybody continuing to talk about, well, and they all know what I just teased, which is the person that Fox News is bringing back. If you thought Fox News, here's the thing, Fox News, I don't know. We don't know what their game plan is. We talked a little bit about this last week. We talked a little bit about how they had Shepard Smith on in the afternoon, and this guy was just making stuff up about Donald Trump left, right, and center. A lot of people attacking Chris Wallace was apparently at some big advertiser event over the weekend making fun of Donald Trump and his dead father. So, you know, there's a lot of questions about what's going on at Fox News. Why are they jumping the shark and jumping ship and going kind of, you know, tilting more toward the left than they used to, you know, just staying in the straight and narrow? And then they did something really weird. I don't know if they heard us. I like to take credit for it because we not only talked about it on the show, but I made a video of it. Every day after the show, I take a couple of clips from the show and I put them back on Facebook for people to like and share and enjoy and comment on. And this one went viral. I mean, this one went like hundreds of thousands of people commented on it and shared it. We had hundreds of thousands of views, and it was all about Shepard Smith and how he deliberately, basically twisted and distorted what Donald Trump was saying on the White House lawn about China and the Ukraine. And we played what Donald Trump said, what Shepard Smith said, and I showed you the dichotomy and how different they were. Then within a week, Shepard Smith, out of the blue, quits, quote unquote, his job as one of the OG anchors on Fox News, just up and quits, to the point where it was so sudden that not even Neil Cavuto, his longtime friend and the guy who comes on right after him, Neil Cavuto, didn't even know what was happening. He comes on and he's sitting there still shocked and stunned that just minutes ago, Shepard Smith quit his job and nobody knew about it. So then I'm thinking, well, maybe they're righting the ship. Maybe they're saying, hey, we need to get rid of some of the overly, the overly biased reporters that we have working in the news division. But now they're bringing back one of the most controversial figures that ever graced their airwaves, and that is Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly. She abruptly left Fox News Channel, went to NBC for a very short stint in January of 2017. She took over the 9 o'clock hour at the Today Show. Nobody there was thrilled about it. In fact, they were unthrilled about it. Matt Lauer was still around. A lot of people thought she was kind of an overpaid celebrity name that NBC was trying to put in there to capitalize on, but it didn't work. She was berated and made fun of by her own guests, including Jane Fonda, who freaked out on her when she asked about Botox or plastic surgery or whatnot, which seems like a legitimate question for fluff television, but I don't know. Jane Fonda wasn't having any of it. She had celebrities that refused to come on, like Deborah Messing from Will and Grace, just flat out refused to be interviewed by Megyn Kelly. And then when she talked about blackface for Halloween last year, that's when she finally got the axe and they said, hey, look, we're canceling your show. Take your $60 million and get out. $60 million. To not work. Megyn Kelly has been not working for over a year and she made $60 million. I don't know how you get a job where people pay you millions of dollars not to work. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I show up too much. Maybe if I stopped showing up every single day, they'd pay me more money. Like, look, we'll give you 60 million. We'll give you a million to do the show. We'll give you 60 million if you don't do it. That's what I need. 855-765-1045. Anyway, she's coming back to Fox News. They're going to do an interview. It's only one time. She's not getting her show back. She's not taking over Shepard Smith yet. But this is how these things start. This is how these things start. First, you come back for an interview. Tucker Carlson is going to ask her all these hard-hitting questions, supposedly. He's going to talk to her about how she and NBC parted ways and the furor over her remarks about blackface. They're going to talk about the Megyn Kelly Today 9 a.m. hour and how short-lived it was. They're going to ask questions about Donald Trump. But you have to look at this as what it is. Number one, it's a ploy. It's a way for Tucker Carlson to get into the papers. Sure. It's a way to shine the spotlight on one of their premier shows, which I would think after Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham are probably their premier hosts and opinion hosts in the afternoon or in the evening. But it's also an open door. It's also an open door. And when you bring somebody back on for an interview, it's a way to reintroduce them to the audience. And then all of a sudden, after Megyn Kelly's interview with Tucker Carlson, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, I'm saying this is what I believe is going to happen. Megyn Kelly's interview with Tucker Carlson will go great. They'll have clips of it everywhere. She'll be back in the news. She'll be welcomed back into the fold. Then maybe she'll make a return appearance as a commentator. Because don't forget, Donald Trump made Megyn Kelly a megastar with his comment about blood coming out of her eyes and blood coming out of his or wherever. Made Megyn Kelly a megastar. She was hosting debates after that. She got all kinds of promotions. She had prime seating at all of the conventions. She was the it reporter for the election in 2016. And what are we coming up on? An election in 2020. So why not bring back the celebrity face of Fox News, the woman that Donald Trump made famous, and the woman who got under Donald Trump's skin more than anybody else? Why not bring her back just in time for the election? She ain't got nothing else to do except sit around and spend her $60 million from NBC. So I wouldn't be shocked with Shepard Smith leaving and Megyn Kelly coming on for an interview with Tucker Carlson that this isn't just a way for her to slide right back in that door. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we started seeing her every single day. 855-765-1045. Couple people hanging on line. Colin, Paul, everybody else. We have to take a quick break. Traffic, weather, news. More of the Mark Kay Show coming up on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark Kay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Mark. If ABC mistakenly used footage from a Kentucky gun range, where's the actual footage they mistaked it for?
On this old
I call BS.
Where's the footage? Hey, if you mistaked it for Kentucky bluegrass shooting range footage, where's actual footage? That's a good. That ain't Syria. That ain't Turkey. That's Kentucky. What's wrong with you, ABZ? Y'all don't know nothing. Y'all got poop for brains, man. Anyway, that seems to be the story. That's a great question. There may not be any real footage. It may just be like the whistleblower. There's no real whistleblower. Did you know that? The whistleblower that Adam Schiff supposedly met with and helped write the whistleblower report, this whistleblower now has not only not shown up to testify live in Congress, but has asked to do a written testimony and now is not really doing any kind of testimony at all. It's almost like the whistleblower just disappeared into the, like he was gone, like poof, into the wind, back from whencever he came or she came. Who even knows? You know, they were apparently a CIA operative. They could have just disappeared back into, you know, wherever CIA people disappear into. 855-765-1. That's a great question, though. Hey, Colin in Jacksonville. Colin, thanks so much for calling the show. What do you want to say?
Hey, Mark. Great show. I enjoy it. Just an observation about WOKV.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite the paradox. It's quite the paradox these days. We have great show hosts like yourself that all point out in detail the partisan lunacy of the Democrat political circus, quite rightly. But every 15 minutes, we get the Jamie Dupree 2-0 BS where he subtly bashes the president in a way that's like CNN on steroids.
Yeah.
He gives credence to the Democrats where credence doesn't exist. Yesterday, according to WOKV, the story of the day was the Banana Republic bozos found somebody that didn't like Trump that's willing to say something bad about Trump. Yeah. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, listen, Colin, I'll tell you what I tell everybody. I don't tell them what to say, and they don't tell me what to say. So if you have a problem with Jamie Dupree, you can email him directly. I'm sure he'll write you right back. He's a very nice guy, and he definitely is prone to he knows how to handle criticism. But you know, look, you can always hey, thanks so much for the call. By the way, we got to get that call screener university going and enroll all of you people because I don't want to. And it's not that look, we understand everyone has an opinion. It's just that I don't want to go to another meeting because I don't like going to any meetings, let alone the ones where I have to explain. Paul from Jacksonville, how you doing, Paul?
Yeah, good morning. I'm doing fine.
There's going to be a meeting at 12:10. Perfect. Thanks. What do you want to say, Paul?
Two things. First thing is Fox News. I used to be in the media, and I watch it pretty closely.
Yeah.
Fox News is really being run now by the Rupert Murdoch boys, his two sons.
Yeah.
And you're seeing a shift to the left. I mean, Chris Wallace, you know, you can't blame the poor guy. Look who his father was. And then, you know, he's been indoctrinated. And now look at what's going on. They shoved out O'Reilly after Roger Ailes died. So I think you're seeing a shift to the left. Don't be surprised if a lot of these guys like Hannity and who's on after her? Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, when their contracts are up, don't be surprised if you see them on something like Newsmax TV. I wouldn't be surprised at that because the Rupert Murdoch boys, are lefties, and their wives are even worse. And that's who's running Fox News now.
I'll tell you what. Okay? By the way, just so you know, wives run everything. I mean, I told this story yesterday when I was talking to the men's club. I talked about how Herman Cain, the first time I filled in for him, they flew me up to Atlanta, and they put me on the air, and he was on vacation. And they said, look, Herman's away on vacation. We'll have you fill in. And I got done with my first show, and the program director walks in. He's telling me what you did a great job. It was so much fun. And his phone rings, and he goes, oh, look at that. And it says Herman Cain on his phone. So he answers. He goes, hello? Yeah, he's right here. He's right here. And he answers me. He goes, Herman wants to talk to you. And I'm like, I don't want to tell him I'm not here. And he's like, he knows you're here. Just talk to him. So I get on the phone, and Herman's on the phone, and he goes, is this Mark Kay? And I go, yes, is this Herman Cain? Which, by the way, was a dumb question because I knew it was. And also, he just ignored it. He rolled right over that. He just goes, listen, thank you for filling in for me today. And I want to say you did a very, very, very good job. And this took me, like, I was shocked because I thought he was on vacation and he wasn't listening to the show. And now, I mean, I totally would have done everything differently had I known the guy was listening to his own show when I was filling in for the first time. But I look at him, I go, hey, thanks so much. I didn't, I thought you were on vacation. I didn't know you were listening. And he goes, I wasn't listening. I am on vacation. My wife texted me and said you were funny. So wives run everything. Because if it wasn't for Mrs. Cain, I probably wouldn't have this job today. But you're right about that, you know, because at the end of the day, you have to go home and your wife's going to give you an earful of, I don't like when you did this, or I don't like that guy, or I don't like, you know, Shepard Smith is, I usually put him on, whatever. They're in the ear, it goes back to work, and it's all just to make the wife happy. That's how every business runs. That's how every, except maybe Donald Trump's presidency. I don't even know if he remembers that he has a wife from time to time. But that's the way it works. And you're right, Paul Ryan is also now on the board. And Paul Ryan from Wisconsin, I don't know if you know this or not, is not the staunchest conservative, is not a big fan of Donald Trump, and in fact, quit the entire business of politics at a very young age after having run for vice president, after having been Speaker of the House, after having been a successful congressperson in Wisconsin. Even though there were people, you know, with pitchforks and torches outside his house chanting, you know, death to Paul Ryan, he was still very, he would have been reelected, but he just walked away from all of it because he hated it. Now he sits on the board of Fox News. And don't think that young Paul Ryan and the two young Murdoch boys aren't making decisions that are very different than the decisions that were making that were being made earlier, but you're right about that, Paul. That's a very astute observation, and thanks so much for calling. We really, really appreciate it. Tom in Jacksonville, how you doing, Tom? Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show.
Hey, Mark. I don't think there is a whistleblower. I think Adam Schiff is the one who instigated this whole thing, and I think he created the whistleblower in his mind just to get this done, because you can't trust this guy.
Yeah. You know what? I don't understand. No, you can't trust Adam Schiff as far as you can throw him. But he's kind of like a wheezy little guy, so I think a lot of people can throw him pretty far. But you know what's interesting to me is that there's never been a comparison. No one's ever yet thought about Deep Throat. For those of you that just, not that Deep Throat, the other one. Deep Throat was the quote-unquote whistleblower, the anonymous whistleblower that gave all sorts of documentation and information to Woodward and Bernstein at the Washington Post, who blew open the Watergate scandal. Deep Throat was the one by, it was all Deep Throat. And for years, nobody knew who Deep Throat was. And we all wanted to know the identity of Deep Throat. And I think they actually uncovered or announced who Deep Throat was a couple of years ago or after Deep Throat had died. But that was the convenient narrative there. Deep Throat gave us the information, but you don't know who he is. You don't know what he does. We're going to protect his identity forever. And then after the guy dies, we'll let you know who Deep Throat is. And if I'm remembering it properly, that's exactly what happened. This whistleblower seems to be, it's almost like they took the Watergate script and they said, hey, look, remember when Woodward and Bernstein made up Deep Throat? What if can we do that? Can we just make up a whistleblower and we'll just have Adam Schiff write the report and then we'll impeach Donald Trump and we'll just say, hey, to protect the whistleblower's identity, because that's basically what they're saying, to protect the whistleblower's identity, they can't come and testify. They can't even write down written testimony because somehow, I don't know, handwriting analyses would pinpoint it back to. It's very interesting if you think about it. There is a lot of stuff that is happening that correlates directly to some of these other conspiracy theories in the past. Now, clearly, Nixon was guilty because the man resigned. But Donald Trump, not so much. 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break. More coming up on this, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the Democratic debate for tonight. And if there's still time, I don't even know if you heard what LeBron James said, but man, it's the way his mind works. It's like he's been playing football for the last 25 years and not basketball, because something's not right up there. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show coming up on News 104.5 WOKV. Show. My name's Mark Kay. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., by the way, BT Dubs, we will have another chance for you to win $500 cash. If you haven't yet entered, go to WOKV.com or download our mobile app. Enter to win Mark Kay's cash. Listen for your name. We call it out. You have 10 minutes to call us back and win. It's our way of saying we would like to bribe you to listen to the show. Anyway, we've got a couple more big things going on tonight. Now, this Democratic debate is happening tonight, and we actually have a Democratic debate drinking game that we're going to cover here in just a minute as well, because this is a big one. This is a big one. This is going to be when really, I mean, it's where the rubber meets the road for a bunch of candidates. If we don't know who the front runner is, or really who the candidate or the nominee is going to be by the end of tonight, I would be shocked. I would be shocked because there's 12 people on stage, but really there's only three that count. The rest are just there because they're window dressing. They made the required 1%, or they raised the certain amount of money, and whatever it is. But you've got, for example, in the middle of the stage, the three big ones. You've got the three big wigs. You've got Joe Biden. You've got Bernie Sanders, and you have Elizabeth Warren, who has come forward and has really usurped the other two. For whatever reason, in whatever way, shape, or form, however she was able to get out there. And first of all, she's been able to get out there and campaign because, A, she hasn't been embroiled in a major scandal involving her son and the president of the United States and the Ukraine. And, B, she hasn't been laid up in a hospital getting stents placed in her heart. So she's been one of the most active campaigners of the last couple of months. Also, she's drawing these massive crowds by pretending she's not a socialist when she really is. Except Bernie Sanders, you know what Bernie Sanders is doing now? Bernie Sanders is attacking her by calling her, get this, a capitalist. Bernie Sanders, he's attacking Elizabeth Warren, and he's trying to steal her numbers, and he's trying to get back in the front of the pack by attacking her, by calling her a capitalist. Because in this day and age, when you're a Democrat, that's a bad thing. You don't want anyone calling you the C word. Because that's dirty. And Bernie Sanders literally on the campaign trail yesterday said, she pretends she's a socialist. She's not. She's a capitalist. She's a cap. I'm the only socialist on the stage. I'm the only socialist. She's a capitalist through and through. And all his supporters are going, oh, she's a capitalist? Well, we're not going to vote for her. Thank you, Bernie, for letting us know. That's how backwards it is when you're a Bernie Sanders supporter. That's how backwards it is when you're a Democrat. That's how much the Democrats and the left and the liberals have strayed away from the ideals that founded America. The idea, the capitalism and the capitalist society that founded America. The whole reason Columbus, love him or hate him, and I know thanks to Twitter yesterday that everybody hates Columbus now, but like him or hate him, Christopher Columbus discovered America because he was a capitalist. He was hired by two other capitalists, Ferdinand and Isabella from Spain, given money. He was a hired hand. He said, give me money, give me ships, and I'll find you a trade route to the West Indies. He wasn't looking for renewable resources. He wasn't looking for sustainably, farmed salmon. He wasn't looking for electric vehicles. He wasn't looking for free college. He wasn't looking for health care for all. He was looking for a way to get to India faster so he could make more money. And Ferdinand and Isabella, they wanted to make more money. And so what happened? Boom. They gave him the ships. He sailed off into the sunset. Everyone thought he was going to die and fall off the edge of the world. But he landed down there, in the Bahamas, in the West Indies, and said, hey, people, I'm here now. Boom. He discovered America. The European influx, none of us would have been here. Well, unless, of course, you are, Native American, unless you're Elizabeth Warren, we wouldn't have been here if it weren't for Christopher Columbus, if it weren't for capitalism. And the same is true of America itself. The American Revolution was a war fought for money. It was a war fought for money. What was it that pushed the colonists over the edge? Was it the British people kicking their puppies? Was it the British calling them names? It wasn't even the British shooting them. There were massacres that didn't even spark revolutions. It was the tea tax. It was the Stamp Act. It was every single dollar that King George III ripped from the colonists because he was angry, because he was mad, because they wanted freedom, because they didn't like paying taxes. So they threw the tea in the harbor. They started a revolution. And now we are all here in the United States of America, the greatest, strongest, freest, most amazing country in the entire world because of capitalism. And now a guy who wants to be the leader of that free world, the guy who wants to be the leader of the best, most influential, richest country ever to bless the face of this earth, a guy that wants to take charge of the country that has invented and perfected capitalism, now wants to be the first socialist leader of that country and is openly campaigning as such, that capitalism is bad. The same capitalism that got him his house in Connecticut for $600,000. The same capitalism that got him a book deal that made him from not a millionaire to a millionaire. The same capitalism that gets these millions of people to donate $1 or $2 or $3 to his campaign because guess what? They have jobs. Why? Well, because there's capitalists out there creating companies that need to hire people to help them make more money. Bernie Sanders is the son of capitalism. He exists because of capitalism. His campaign is run by capitalists, yet he's out there saying, don't vote for her. She's a capitalist. She's not even a real socialist. And everybody in his audience is going, oh, what? No! Say it isn't so. It's going to be a very, very telling debate. And by the end of it, we should know. It's either going to be Biden or Elizabeth Warren. And we should know if Biden can stick up for himself, stick up for his son, and make it look like he has some kind of spine, he may eke out this nomination yet. But if he folds under the pressure and if he can't fight back and if his teeth fall out of his mouth when he's trying to explain himself, it's curtains for him. And Elizabeth Warren will be taking on Donald Trump next November. 855-765-1045. We got to take another quick break. Traffic, weather, news, more of the Mark Kaye Show coming up on News 104.5 WOKV.
Mark K. More time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark K. Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Oh, man, Mark K., that was the best impression of Herman Cain, man. You pull it off good, man. You're like, my wife thought it was funny.
Chuggy ducky. Yeah, I spent a lot of time with the guy, so I got him down. I got him down pretty well. 855-765-1045.
The DNA report is in. Elizabeth Warren is 1/1000th a capitalist.
I think it's a little more than that. 855-765-1045. Look, the fact of the matter is, we just, speaking of Herman Cain, and I texted him and said, when are you coming back on the show? He just wrote me back. He wrote, refreshing, intelligent stuff, Thursday. What time? Perfect. Herman Cain will be on the show Thursday. We'll make that happen. 855-765-1045 is our number. Make sure you tune in for that. Win Marques Cash and Herman Cain live on the show. A very exciting day. Very exciting day. Before we get into this NBA stuff, I want to talk. We always try to come up with a, you know, watching these Democratic debates is so painful. That's why we always try to create fun drinking games. That's why we watch, so you don't really have to. And I'm going to be honest with you. I only really watch about half of it. I make Josh watch the whole thing and then give me clips in the morning. But you know, thanks to the internet, you don't even have to watch the whole thing anymore. You don't have to subject yourself to it. You can watch, I don't know, what is it, This Is Us, or you can watch some kind of sporting event, probably not basketball because everybody hates them now, unless you're Chinese, in which case you probably love it. But anyway, you can do whatever you want. You can go see the Joker movie or hang out, you know, go play poker, whatever you want, because tomorrow morning you're just going to get all the highlights, which are mostly lowlights. You know, it's so funny. They'll say, here are the highlights from the debate. And it's Beto O'Rourke talking about taking all of our guns. And it's Bernie Sanders talking about taxing us up to 70% so we can all get free health care from doctors that can't cure us of anything because they're horrible. Then you have Joe Biden, you know, chattering on about all his friends and back when he was with Barack Obama and the good old days. And everybody else is calling Donald Trump a racist. So really, their highlights are everybody else's lowlights. But that's what we get to see. And they're all cut up for us. They're ready to consume very easily the next day. But if you are one of those people that likes to torture yourself or likes to get the news in real time, or if you're like me and you like to tweet snarky things about the debate while it's happening live, which is really my favorite thing to do, we've come up with a drinking game. Well, we've started a drinking game. We've come up with some things. You know the drinking games, like whenever somebody says duck, you drink, or whenever you see somebody dressed in pink, I'm just making these things up, you drink. So we've come up with some things that might happen potentially during the Democratic debate tonight. And when these things happen, you can drink if you so choose. If you don't want to drink, I mean, we're not forcing. It's not like peer pressure like that. We don't want you to binge drink or anything, but we do want you to have a good time while you're watching the Democratic debate. So we'll share with you the ones that we've come up with already. And if you have some other ones that you want to call in with, 855-765-1045, we'll make a list. We'll put it up on Facebook so you can have it for your viewing pleasure tonight. So the first one, this is really easy and this is bound to happen. Right out of the gate, this is going to happen. Whenever somebody speaks in Spanish during the debate tonight, take a drink.
Salud.
Take a drink. Because it's going to happen. Probably both the reporters and the anchors, and also several of the candidates. You know Julian Castro will. You know Cory Booker will, because somebody convinced him that he's Spanish. And Beto O'Rourke definitely will. Yo, take care of sus guns. Whatever. Anyway, that's one thing. Also, bonus points if you do a shot of tequila. Whenever Bernie Sanders says billionaires, it's not going to be millionaires and billionaires anymore because he's now a millionaire himself. So it's going to be billionaires. But whenever Bernie Sanders says billionaires, drink, just take a drink. Unless you have heart problems, in which case don't. When someone mentions Barack Obama, which will most likely be Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. But when either of those two people mention Barack Obama, take another drink. And when somebody says impeach, that could really get you.
Yeah, that's
that could
a
get
lot.
You schnockered quickly.
That's going to be quickly.
If somebody says impeach, take a drink, but maybe call in sick to work tomorrow because that's going to happen a lot.
Make it a sip.
Yeah. If Joe Biden loses his teeth, if they pop out of his mouth, because they did, they popped out the last time. Last time he was up on stage, he was blathering on about something, and he goes back in there. If that happens, if any of them lose their teeth, because I don't know who else has falsies up there, and I'm talking about teeth, then take a drink. If they call Trump a racist, again, that's going to be prepared to have a designated driver if you're watching the debate out with friends and you play the whenever they call Donald Trump a racist. Let's be clear. Whenever anybody says, let's be clear, whenever somebody says, let's be clear, make sure you take a drink, because that's going to be, let me be clear. That happens with all of them. They all say it. 855-765-1045. Another one I just thought of. Whenever somebody talks about Donald Trump's taxes, take a drink. Because they love to harp on how Donald Trump is high and he won't even show his taxes. And violating, he's got to show his taxes. 855-765-1045. This is Allison in Jacksonville. Allison, hi. Thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
I'm great, Mark. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Did you have something you wanted to add to our drinking game?
I do. Every time Kamala Harris says okay.
Every time she says what?
Okay.
Okay. That's racist, says, by the way. You can't say okay. Okay.
She says okay, and every time she says it, you're not one very...
Yeah, she does say that a lot.
You can't sign okay.
You know what the other thing is?
Saying it is fine, but signing it is where you cross the line.
Whenever Kamala Harris comes up with a pre-planned soundbite, like when she said, they didn't tune in to watch us have a food fight. They tuned in to see how we're going to put food on their table, okay?
Nailed it.
That's a predetermined, pre-written soundbite. Whenever she delivers one of those, definitely. Definitely drink. 855-765-1045. John, US 90. How you doing, John? Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show.
Yeah, doing great. One word you can add is every time they say the word inequality.
Oh, inequality is a great one. Yeah,
inequality. You'll have them tip back all night.
that is definitely true. Hey, thanks so much. Thanks so much for the call. 855-765-1045. Panavedra Patrick. How you doing, Panavedra Patrick?
Fine, very well. You're right on with that billionaire word, but I'll tell you, there's going to be a lot more billionaires entering this race. Bloomberg's already looking. The billionaires are circling. They see weakness, and when billionaires enter the picture, all reason departs. Look out. It'll be billionaire versus billionaire in 2020.
All right. We're looking for, all right. We look forward to that one. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Jacob from downtown. How's it going, Jacob?
Hey, Mark. Doing well.
Oh, good. What do we add to this drinking game tonight?
Every time somebody says the word free, take a sip.
Free. Dude, I'm drunk already just thinking about that. Free healthcare, free college, everything should be free. Free medicine, Medicaid. I went to Canada. You know what we got there? We got free medicine. Free, free, free. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. They really, I mean, and they, you know, the land of the free is not, it means something totally different to Democrats. This is great. All right, 855-765-1045. If you've got a good one, we'll put it on the list. We'll make a meme for it after the show today. We'll pop it up on Facebook, and you too can play the Democrat debate drinking game tonight. I'll be playing. I mean, if I'm not here tomorrow, it's because I was playing the Democratic drinking game tonight. 855-765-1045. You can leave us an open mic message, too, if you want to get in that way. Just download our News 104.5 mobile app. More coming up on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We're having a lot of fun, a lot of great ideas on what we need to do for this drinking game that we're putting together. We're putting together a drinking game for the debate tonight because a lot of people, you know, they get bored during the Democratic debate. So why not turn it into a drinking game? For example, here's what we have so far. Whenever someone speaks in Spanish, take a drink. Whenever Bernie Sanders says billionaires. When someone mentions Barack Obama or the word impeachment, or if Joe Biden loses his teeth. Whenever someone says, let's be clear. All things that you'll probably see and hear during the debate tonight. We got another one from the open mics, which hopefully I'll be able to hear here in just a second.
Don't forget whatever Joe Biden says, period.
Oh, yeah. I think, oh, yeah, whenever Joe Biden does that, he goes, period, period. We've got to get rid of Donald Trump, period. He's a racist, period. Period. He does like to do that a lot. He likes to put the period on it, which never is. It's not really effective, though, because there's like 10 other people on stage that like to then refute him as soon as he does that. 855-765-1045 is the number. This is Dave in Mandarin. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How about we drink every time Joe Biden loses a body part?
You mean besides his teeth?
Yeah, his eye. He lost his eye the first debate, his teeth the second.
That's right.
He's going to fall out of his pant leg this time around.
I forgot about his eye exploding. That's right. His eye exploded like it was Kentucky. And wow, that's right. And then his teeth. God, that guy, he could literally lose a limb tonight. All right, I'm going to put that one on there, too. 855-765-1045.
Mark, this drinking game we're supposed to play, you're trying to give everyone alcohol poisoning within the first 2 minutes of the debate.
It's not my fault. Blame the Democrats.
Mark, hey, with the way that your drinking game is going, people are just going to have to start chugging from the get-go.
Okay, all right. So, okay, so drink it. Play at your own risk. Play at your own risk. 855-765-1045. Listen, before we get out of here, I have to say, this is so funny. I came into work today, and I walked into the studio, and there was a plaque waiting for me from the Bold City Best competition that Jacksonville.com puts on. And I found out, like, last Wednesday we won, but they delivered the plaque to the studio today, and I immediately did, like, 18 Instagram stories about it to make sure everybody knew that I won this plaque. And this is interesting because, you know, I did kind of poked fun at them a little bit last week talking about how they like to sell advertising to people to get more votes and things like that. And I didn't do any of that. And it, without having advertised or mentioned it or solicited for, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even know I was a finalist until they called me and told me about it. And then the voting was closed. So you guys out there, like I said, you guys out there were voting for me and saying, hey, we really like the Mark Kay Show. We like it more than Dan Hicken, who was also a nominee but didn't make it. And some other old guy with a British accent. Anyway, so I got this award today and I got this plaque and I immediately ran in here and I showed it to Rich and said, hey, you may want to put this in your newscast. It's breaking news. I am the best radio personality in Jacksonville. And I don't know if he got it in there or not. In time.
It was our top local story all morning.
Three big things you need to know. Yeah.
It was all three big things.
And then I ran down to the TV station because Action News Jax is part of our company as well. We actually broadcast from the same building. And I ran down there and Phil Amato was there. I said, Phil, turn on the camera. You guys are going to want to share this story about me being the best radio personality. And he did a story about it.
Oh, wow.
This morning. It was weird because the little red light on the camera was off, but he assured me it was, he said it was broken.
Yeah, that's a classic.
And they were going to get it fixed. So I'm going to have to go back on the website and watch that. But look, I've never really been a big award person because the last time I won an award, true story, last time I won an award was in 2001, which was 18 years ago. I was back in D.C. It was my very first year in D.C. I was doing a morning show there and I won best morning show host and I won best new talent in the market. Same year. Best new talent and the best show. And I thought to myself, oh, this is great. This is amazing. And I ran home and I told my wife and she was like, thanks. She pretended that she was proud of me and stuff. And I told my parents and they were also pretended really nicely that they were proud of me. And I put these awards up and everything. And I was like all full of myself for like 48 hours until the ratings came out. And then the ratings came out and I was 11th. And that was really disheartening because I had this little statuette that said I was the best, but really I was 11th. Also, I couldn't name 10 other radio stations in the market at the time, so it was truly disheartening. And that's why I don't really, I don't really re-chase these awards. But when you get them, I feel like I should say thank you. So thank you so much. And if you want to see me showing this award to 19 people that work here, including the other Josh, and I'm about to show it to Adam Kirk and put him on my Instagram story as well. You can follow me on Instagram at Mark K, M-A-R-K-K-A-Y-E, anytime, day or night. All right, Democratic debate tonight. We will bring you the complete recap tomorrow morning. We might need some headache pills if we play this drinking game, which we'll have up on our Facebook page momentarily. Also, we have Herman Cain coming up on Thursday with What the Bleep and Fake News Friday. We got a lot of stuff we got to get through this week, so don't miss a minute of it. Oh, yes, and of course, at 10 a.m. tomorrow, we call another name for your opportunity to win $500 of Mark Kay's cash. Stay tuned. Traffic, weather, news. Rush Limbaugh all coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.